Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday, and we continue talking some Predators and ownership with Bill Haslam, the former governor of the state of Tennessee, who has joined us, been kind enough to join us here at the Jack Daniel's Barrel House. That was a lot of fun. I told our owner, Bud Walters, that I felt like I was sitting in an Alabama press conference.
Well, actually, more than that, I felt like I was – you leave – anytime you're with Coach, you leave like wanting to be better. I mean, he really is. You kind of have this sense of like, hey, I want to go out and do everything I'm doing a little better. He's such a person that's about quality and excellence. It's just fun to be around him.
So you guys kind of touched on it, but I like listening to him. I mean, it sounds like this is not just, hey, here's a check, you know, I'm going to buy into the team. He wants to be involved.
You know, it's been interesting. I didn't really know when we first started talking. I said he first reached out to us when we were talking about the WNBA deal. And he said, by the way, if there's any way to be a part of the Predators group, I'd really be interested in that. And I go, well, kind of feels like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
to have one of the greatest of all times be a part of your ownership group. So we started talking, and I didn't want to be bold enough to say, hey, we'd love to have you do more than just write a check. But it quickly became apparent anything he does, he wants to do really well. He talked about a little bit there, you know, I've been so impressed listening to how he prepares for game day.
Yeah.
I mean, he could mail it in, right? He knows enough. He could go, you know, talk whatever with anybody. He studies it like he did when he was coach. I mean, he's watching game tape all week. It's just kind of who he is. And so I think he'll be a huge addition for us here.
Did you know him before any of this?
I knew him a little bit, not really well. You know, like I said, being born and bred in Knoxville, you know.
Yeah, right.
He beat our brains in about 16 times, and we finally got him once that I remember. But we had met,
right.
But we weren't buddies by any means. And he reached out, and I thought, again, the relationship just started. But that's been, you know, over a year ago. And so it's been a really good experience. I don't, you know, a lot of times you meet folks that are, you know, as prominent and successful as
right.
he is, and you're either disappointed in who they are as a person, or you feel like they're really not going to pursue it in the right way. And he's been just the opposite.
You know, it's funny, Mr. Haslam, Chase and I were
I'm
SEC.
Bill. I'm Bill.
Oh, no, not to us. You're
my
not.
Dad's Mr. Haslam.
Our owner's over there. We were at SEC Media Days. Chase and I were in Atlanta back in July. The Nashville Predators are the SEC football team's hockey team. Does that make sense?
It does.
And everybody wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, which is fun. I mean, and we should be, right? I mean, we've got that history. We've got that exposure. You know, we have such a close tie-in with the SEC due to where we are. So we love being that. And I've heard you all talk about that a little bit on the radio, which is I'm all in.
Yeah, we had Greg Sankey on.
Yeah.
And we're asking Greg Sankey questions about the college football playoff, and he's going through the answers. And Chase says, well, I hear you're a big hockey fan, lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Couldn't get him to shut up,
yeah.
Right?
He was here last year when we had one of those games where we scored twice with like 3 minutes to go and won the game. And he's like, this is about as exciting a sport as
right.
about. And he gets to go to a lot of exciting sports events.
Yes.
Right?
We're talking to Bill Haslam, Predators owner and chairman. So when you look at things from your lens, I mean, there's some owners that are like Jerry Jones and they're in the office every day.
Right.
And then there's some that aren't involved as much. What has kind of been your role as you've gone through this transition process of, you know, buying into the team and then majority owner?
It's a great question, right? And the answer is not easy. I mean, everybody uses Jerry Jones as one example. But ultimately, you're the person that's, you know, long-term responsible for the franchise. So you can't say, well, it's a coach. Or, I mean, over a long, like, I'm not going to coach the game, you know, when we play against Minnesota. But ultimately, long-term, you're responsible, so you can't be uninvolved.
Sure.
On the other hand, you don't want to be running in lanes that aren't yours to run in. So I think you figure that out. To me, it's knowing the things where you can add value and staying out of the places that you can't. Like I said, I couldn't ever tell you who we should draft. I can't tell you who we should bring up from Milwaukee next week. But I can tell you, are we building an organization in the right way? And so you try to find that lane and run. And one of the things that I always tell our to Barry and the assistant general managers, again, you all have to make the decision, but I want you to explain to me why you're making that.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like in business, if somebody said, we're going to buy this or sell this, well, tell me why we're doing that. And again, they get to make the decision. I just want them to explain it in a way they go, okay. I'm in.
How did you get hooked on hockey?
You know, it's funny. like a lot of people in Nashville in 2017, you know, I was in office then, and I mean, I'd been a hockey fan before, but if you were around here, like I said, and alive at all, you fell in love with the Preds and hockey then, and so fell in love with it, started coming to games more often, and then, like I said, I think the more you watch hockey, the more you go, this is a great game. It is a great game, and the more games you come to in person, you walk out there and go, it's just hard not to be a fan. So fell in love with it. Obviously love Nashville, believe in the future of both. It kind of was a perfect marriage for me.
Yeah, I think the 17 playoff run put Nashville as a sports. We were already big in sports, around the country and maybe around the world, because that was global. People were watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. They were watching Nashville and the watch parties out here, and people fell in love with it.
It's interesting how things happen that build long-term benefits. So, you know, I'm chairing this event, this committee for Nashville, what we call the mega events, to hopefully get a Super Bowl and a Final Four and college football playoffs and all that here, and which I think we'll do all in due time. But it's amazing how many people go back to two big events in our history that put us on the map: the NFL draft and the 2017 Stanley Cup run.
Yeah.
And people like, oh, Nashville's a sports town and not just a college football or whatever it is. It's a sports town.
Yeah, and I believe the draft may have may not come here had it not been for
I think there's a big connection.
Right?
What the Preds did in 2017 and turning the whole city, or actually all of Middle Tennessee, on was a big factor in that. And then I think it did help get the draft. And, you know, there's kind of a virtuous cycle, if you will. One good event leads to another, which leads to another, and I think it's why we are today, and I wouldn't trade Nashville's future in sports for anybody's.
I'm sure you're enjoying the play on the ice right now. It has been a lot of fun.
December's been more fun than November.
Yeah, December's been more fun than November, but, you know, Barry Trotz is nice enough to come on this station once a week, and has always said that the plan has always been the plan. The plan's in pencil.
Right.
It changes as it goes. So when you were talking earlier about, you know, wanting to know what that is, how much have you kind of seen the pencil get out and the eraser get out? And as you listen to Barry and Sean and Bruno and everybody kind of walk you through that.
Sure. So, you know, listen, after last year when this season started, I don't think anybody thought we'd be at 45 or 50 points at Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have liked to have been, but I don't think none of us were spending. We were expecting a little better out of the first month and a half than you had. And I think all of us were, you know, a little perplexed about why we weren't showing better on the ice. You know, we've won, what, 9 of the last 13. We're playing a lot better hockey. You're seeing some of it come together with some of our older guys. And you look at how, you know, Wood and Schaefer and Svech and, you know, some of our younger guys are playing. You see the picture developing with some of, like I said, some of the young talent that you go, these guys are going to be good, and we got a lot more coming in terms of Kimmel and Martin, a lot of people who are in line to come up here soon.
I love it. Real quick, I know Sean Henry talks about walking the concourse, talking to fans, and they'll let them know what's good and bad. You get that too?
You do. You know,
which is good.
It actually really is. I mean, listen, folks, that's why we're here, right?
Right.
I mean, you got to have people that care about it to listen to this show. People aren't shy to tell you. It's actually one of the things that's nice about being in politics before, right? You're kind of getting, you get used to being shot at a little bit,
and it's right.
It actually makes you a little better. I mean, you know, you don't always like it, but people, 99.5% of the people are really nice. But, you know, there are occasions when people, you know, let you know how much they care, and that's not all bad.
Right. Is Sean easier to deal with than a state legislature?
You know, I'm looking at him right now, yeah. No. Can I get back to you on that?
Yeah. Look, thank you so much for doing this. I know you're busy. It's an exciting day, though, to have Coach involved and obviously your involvement. And let's close out before the holiday break with two more points up in Minnesota.
Those would be two big points. Because, you know, we go on the road for what, 7 straight games, so getting 2 out of Minnesota. They've obviously lost the other night, but they've been playing great, so those would be big ones. Hey, let me just say something before I leave. I actually really appreciate what you all do. People ask, like, you know, this is the Preds are an incredible success story. I mean, like I said, playing 500 hockey, the building's packed, people are into it. It's all of it, like what you all do is a part of it. I mean, having people engage, listen talk about hockey, argue about hockey, talk about how dumb the owner is, whatever it is. whatever it is, it's part of what makes the magic that's Nashville Predators hockey. So thank you all for your part in it, too.
Well, thank you. And we, again, appreciate you. We're excited because I think this thing's just going to continue to grow.
I hope so. Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. He's Bill Haslam.
Thanks, guys.
The majority owner of the Predators joining us here on the program. We'll have more next. Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.